Ray Foley on Today FM.
Hi, I'm Ray. There's JP.
Hiya.
And look at what the cat dragged in.
Who is that?
Look, I don't even recognise you.
I know. Don't I look great?
It's been that long. Ciara King is here.
Hello, boys.
Darling, so good to see you. It's been, do you know what, between Big Busk and holidays, and you were off and I was off. I haven't seen you since, like, 2022. I haven't seen you since before lockdown.
It actually feels like a couple of months, and I feel like I've lived a lifetime since I've seen you as well.
What's happened? Have you been up to?
What I've been up to, I had a really bad eye infection that lasted about a week, and I kind of walked around looking like Quasimodo.
Did anything come out of it?
A lot came out of it, Ray.
A lot came out of it.
You're my faves. Right. Have you ever heard of conjunctivitis.com?
Anyway.
It's a site for sore eyes.
Anyway, it was actually...
Oh! Ladies and gentlemen,
come on now.
Come on, guys. Where's me O's? I spent an hour and a half looking for that. Do the joke again, for the love of sweet divine suffering, Jesus.
Ciara, have you ever heard of conjunctivitis.com?
No, JP.
It's a site for sore eyes.
Right.
Look, I will work on it.
Yeah.
If we could just...
Can you get an eye infection again sometime soon? I'll do that
absolutely
again.
Not. So I was walking around looking like Quasimodo. Then I booked the next...
Hang on a second. Quasimodo has a humpback.
Yeah, but he was also kind of like... His eyes was kind of weighing him down.
Dodgy eye as well. Okay, fine, fair enough. I'll allow it.
I booked the next bit of my American trip for April.
Fantastic.
Yeah, going to Vegas, going to Boston. I met Chris Eubank.
Oh wow. Yeah. I saw this.
Yeah, I met Chris Eubank and I got proposed to by a beautiful French man. That's a lot, guys, isn't it?
René Jean Page.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a lot?
Where's the beautiful Frenchman?
Well, the beautiful Frenchman was obviously after the Ireland-France game, which was very, very disappointing. And if it wasn't for my best friend, I'd probably be in Paris right now, guys. I'm not going to lie to you, yeah.
You'd be like Emily in Paris.
It's the first time somebody has asked me to marry them, and I got such a shock that I was going to say yes, you know.
And you with the conjunctivitis and the humpback.
No,
she's the very stuck over there,
French, aren't
they?
Particular type, didn't he? Have you seen your Notre Dame, haven't I?
He was a beautiful Frenchman. She thinks because you could jump to fight, you could barely see
him. It was actually gone at that stage and I was looking fabulous. Thank you very much. You do very well with the French.
All right, Ciara.
Go on then. Talk us through how he asked to marry you.
Well, I'll tell you something. He hit me with an Instagram quote, lads, and I was vulnerable after the match because I was just depressed. Yeah, do you know
shook,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I was shook. It was not the result that we wanted. And what did he say to me at all? We were out.
Okay.
I was out with one of my best friends. There was a jovial air about the whole surroundings because the French had won.
Yeah.
So the French were very happy. And let's just say they were really enjoying themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was approached by a very good looking Frenchman, which is obviously, you know, I was delighted with myself or whatever. So he starts with an Instagram quote and he says, "Excuse me, Eyes, come here." Right? So he calls me Eyes.
Oh, he calls you Eyes.
Not because of my bad eye.
Because one of them's weeping. There's goo coming out of it. JP, what's the name of that website again?
Conjunctivitis.com.
I shouldn't have started with the eye infection.
I
should
I? It's a cypher sore eyes. There it is, finally. Now it's working.
I need to get this right. Because, what did he say? He said, somebody somewhere is looking for you in everyone they meet. And I was like,
wow.
I went,
wow.
Go on. I was like, okay, I'll entertain this or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I look, I was chatting away to him. It was a bit of crack. It was, you know what I mean? We were all out.
It is what it is.
And then he said, I know what you should do. And I was like, tell me. And he was like, you should marry me and come to Paris. And I was like, and my best friend was like, Ciara, okay, can I talk to you for a second, please?
You're like, oui!
I was like, what time's the flight? Let's go. And she was like, Ciara, just because a man has asked you to marry for the first time, don't say yes to the first one. And then she was like, also, you don't know him, and he's really well on it. And
that is ridiculous, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, like, fair play to you.
To a man have the bravery to do that, I couldn't imagine. Like, any kind of chat, though.
You guys, and I love Irish men. But you guys are the worst.
I love Irish men, she said, before saying, I hate Irish men. We were talking about Irish men wearing shorts. I'll tell you
who wouldn't wear shorts. It's French men. A little bit of class about them. Anyway.
I'd say the French men would wear shorts on their downtime.
Yeah, but they'd be like Chanel shorts.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're clearly biased. No, so when are you moving? Did he have a pool?
I'm just waiting for him to text. No, I'm joking.
He has my details. I've heard nothing since the night of the French game.
Ray Foley on Today FM.